Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Last Good Girl, a novel by Allison Liotta, read by Tavia Gilbert.
Friday. 1. The guy had beautiful white teeth and a dimple that appeared when she made him laugh. But all Emily could think was, college is where romance goes to die. They stood on prime real estate, belly up to the bar at Lucky's, pressed together by the swell of bodies around them. The air was thick with sweated perfume, cheap beer, and the recycled breath of hundreds of young adults in their sexual prime. The boy drained his bud, set the bottle on the bar, and issued a mating call.
"Wanna do shots?"
Translation: wanna get wasted, get laid, get out of my bed, and never talk to me again? There were no boyfriends in college. There were only hookups. Emily smiled at the boy, tilting her head cutely to the side. To the world, she probably looked like any other carefree girl basking in a Friday night. It made her wonder how many of these girls were just like her, pretending. Maybe all of them, in one way or another. "Sure," she said. The dimple reappeared. The boy turned to wave over a bartender. Over the hum of conversation and pit bull, Emily heard the bells of the clock tower outside, striking midnight. 12 solemn bongs marking the start of March 24th, 2015. She'd heard those bells chiming on the hour, every hour.